I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While a few countries have successfully contained COVID-19, it continues to rampage through most of the world, including the Middle East. In Iraq, things are looking particularly grim as cases have spiked 600% through the month of June. Samuel of Redemptive Stories tells us,
we are seeing thousands of cases every day that are even reported. I was just talking with a partner there who states that in Baghdad in particular, the number of cases continues to skyrocket. And so much so that the local government has told them, don't even come to the hospital. We can't care for you. All of our ventilators are maxed out. We don't have enough capacity to even assist you.
Samuel says partners he works with have seen the virus in their own families and churches. So continue to pray that the gospel goes forth and that people would find their hope in Christ. And when it comes to remembering history well, International Media Ministries has it covered through their Heritage Project. According to Denise Godwin, the Heritage Project chronicles the stories of early Christians, the persecution they endured, and God's role in their lives.
People were martyred, people were challenged, and yet, with Christ, all of these things are bearable. All these things have a significance that we cannot achieve as simple human beings.
The Heritage Project can help believers appreciate the courage of early Christians and the persistence of God's presence. In turn, that can give us hope in God's continued guidance today. Pray for the success of the Heritage Project and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We may be experiencing hard times, but God is at work.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.